Attention all Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio listeners. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast brings you the best in East Coast esoterica on the first of every month. Together, we can keep it growing by sharing the show on social media, subscribing to the show wherever you may be listening to it from, and by leaving feedback about your favorite episodes. John certainly needs a friend like you to help make his dreams come true, minus the alien abduction dreams. That is not cool at all. The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Always available. Always free. Always odd.
C is for your claws so sharp to me. R is for reports we seldom see. Why do we ignore creatures of myth and lore? P is even more puzzling monsters we adore. T is for tales passed through the years. I is for icons of all our fears. D is for discovery of strange creatures in every country. It's the cryptid corner on Odd to Newfoundland. Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you put your bread in your pocket or the fairies will run away with you. That don't mean a row of dimes to anybody who doesn't live in Newfoundland. So if you don't live in Newfoundland, you don't know what the fairies are. Let me tell you something. Newfoundland fairies are the real deal. They're freaking terrifying. And this is not your little Tinkerbell putting happy dust on people so they can fly. These things kidnap children. You want to hear a couple of stories? Here's one. Happened to a friend of mine. You want to hear it? Young boy. He's in the woods. Here in Newfoundland, Mount Pearl, Newfoundland to be exact, he's in the woods and he has a magnifying glass. And what he's doing is he's burning leaves and he's burning ants and he's killing spiders. You know, boy fun. Okay, when you're a kid, you're a boy, you want to destroy. It's what we do. We love it. Some of us grow up to be army men. I'm sure this is somewhere in our head. We probably melted a few army men too. Oh my God, it's all a circle and it's all connected. I'm totally off topic. Let's go right back to the fairies. Anyhow, this kid's killing things. And suddenly something smacks the magnifying glass out of his hands. He doesn't understand what it is. He looks around, can't see it, goes to pick it up. Again, something smacks it out of his hands. He turns around and he's confronted with an old man who is no taller than 3 feet. The old man's about the same height as he is and looks him straight in the eye and says, "Stop hurting our land." The boy's taken aback, takes the magnifying glass, sticks it in his pocket, and runs as fast as he can from this monster. He has no idea what it is. He later described it as an old man with a corncob pipe who looked a lot like a leprechaun, but of course he had no green on, no rainbow, or a pot of gold in sight. A genuine Newfoundland fairy. It gets worse. This child wasn't missing for an hour. He wasn't missing for a day. He was missing for 4 days. 4 days went by. They couldn't find this kid. They looked everywhere for him. People were out. They had search parties. This is probably around the 80s when this happened too. So, you know, they had police involved. They had search and rescue. They had everything. They could not find this kid. What ended up happening? He randomly shows up on the doorstep. Randomly shows up. Looks at everyone and says, "Hey, I've been gone a little while. I think I had a weird run in the woods." They said, "You've been gone for 4 days." He said, "I've only been gone 10 minutes. So not only did he see this weird little guy, he had a case of missing time that's actually documented and everyone can find him. Absolutely unbelievable. This story came in on one of the websites I'm actually on here in Newfoundland. I think these stories are wild and there's so much fun to tell. Do you guys believe in Newfoundland fairies? Well, here's some traditional folklore laws. Number one, you got to carry bread or crackers in your pocket to keep them at bay. This is for two reasons. Number one, in case they get hungry and you're inflicting any kind of damage on their food source. And number two, which is very important, it also leaves a trail, which kind of harkens back to the old Hansel and Gretel story. Listen, I don't care what it is. I'll carry a loaf of bread in my pocket just so these things don't abduct me. Oh, and there's more to the story as well. Apparently, fairies like to inhabit trees, and there's these things called fairy circles where they're like a big thing of rocks, like 5 or 6 rocks in a circle. You ever come across that, man, don't ever light a campfire or do any damage to the surrounding areas. Now, There's also stories of people who are good to the land being rewarded by fairies in Newfoundland as well. One guy in particular was known for replanting forests that had been cut down for lumber. He actually replanted some forests, and as the things grew, apparently it was a very, very lucky spot and very, very beautiful. One day, 10 years after planting a tree, he went back to the same spot to visit it, and there he saw a fairy. This fairy smiled at him, waved, and said, "You may pass untethered," whatever that means. Guys, carry a piece of bread in your pocket. Don't you dare make them fairies mad or they might run away with you. 100%, the fairies of Newfoundland, the Newfoundland fairies, they deserve to be on the Cryptic Corner.